Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, last week we started talking about Cote d'Rhône. We had so much fun. We thought we'd carry over and carry on with some other goodies from that wonderful, wonderful region, the Rhône.
Absolutely. Well, just to jump in where you left off, two Cote d'Rhônes that I tried, related, the name you need to remember is Château du Marjolais. I had the 2012, both of these. One is the regular Cote d'Rhône, which sells for $15, and one is the Cote d'Rhône Village, a.k.a. Laudun, L-A-U-D-U-N is the extra name on the label, which sells for about $81. The Laudun is $18. The Laudun is dynamite. Big, spicy, concentrated, full body, but it's got a slickness and an elegance which you don't normally find in a Cote d'Rhône, whereas the regular Marjolais is going to be a little bit more of your sort of classic rustic approach to a Cote d'Rhône, which is Grenache, etc. Now, here's two interesting wines that both are under the name of Ureto, A-U-R-E-T-O. One is called Mistral, and this is an Appellation Ventoux, and one is called Vaucluse. It's an Appellation Vaucluse and comes from the name of Tremontaine. The Tremontaine is Cab, Marcellin, and Caladoc, two grapes I don't know anything about, and it's big and huge and wonderful, and $40 in price point, huge, full-bodied, layered, just a giant wine, and the one from the Ventoux, which is going to be more your traditional blend from the region, Syrah, Grenache, and Carignan, is also in that $40 to $45 bottle range, and big and giant and awesome. A new Gigondas, which I came across, called Chateau Respail, sells for about $37. Really lovely. Anise, tobacco, black fruits, very layered and elegant, with a little hint of Garrigue, and it's just a lovely, lovely overall structure. And at $37, it's Saturday night dinner, but please invite me over because it's going to be one really nice Saturday night dinner. Now, here is a person, I've been following this woman's career for a while. Her name is Coralie Goumard, and she is the person behind Domaine Galavin, whose wines I've been raving about for years. Well, here's two new productions that she's put together specifically for our friend Frank Agostini. One is a Vin du Pays du Vaucluse, which is sort of an elegant Cote d'Rhône-ish style called Combe Latour, C-O-M-B. It's L-A-T-O-U-R. It's 2014. It's going to sell for about $18. It's 60% Grenache, 20% Syrah, 20% Cabernet. So it's a little bit of an unusual blend. Deep cherry, spice aromas. It's classic Coralie in that the fruit is very generous and the fruit flavors are very bright and well-defined. This woman just has a wonderful, wonderful touch with wine. So that's a really good value. And under the same name, Combe Latour, the 2013 Châteauneuf du Pape, 80% Grenache, 20% Mourvèdre, sells for about $65 to $70 a bottle. So you have to be committed, worth every penny. This is a lovely nose, a bright cherry spice, flavors of mocha, anise, black fruits. It's delightfully layered, very silky, fine tannins, and tremendous acidity. This is one of those wines I kept coming back and getting new aromas every time I revisited the glass. It was a spectacular wine, and that's the Combe Latour Châteauneuf du Pape, 2013.
My mouth is watering. Hope somebody buys these and invites us over for dinner.
I'm in.
Yeah, these are really great, Hugh. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.